Media Access Australia, inclusion through technology.
The accessibility of video on demand VOD services is a hot topic in Australia, the UK and other countries at the moment, amidst calls for legislation to be introduced unless VOD services make acceptable progress in introducing captions and audio description voluntarily. But what constitutes accessible progress? Media Access Australia CEO Alex Varley discusses the UK campaign and the groups involved. Welcome, Alex.
Hi there, Roberta.
Video and demand access for services like, say, Netflix is a very hot topic around the world right now. And I understand that a campaign has started up in the UK around this.
Yes, that's right. So as a number of your listeners, I hope, are very aware that Netflix has started up in lots of countries, including Australia, and has been delivering audio description basically from day one. Unfortunately, they're a bit of a lone wolf in this respect. So what's happening is in various parts of the world, including the UK, there are campaigns starting up pushing to get more access services. The UK one actually flows out of a conference that was held late last year in London, which I actually spoke about previously before on this program, and they're now getting very serious about specific demands and everything.
So what are they asking for?
So the whole thing is structured around both what we call catch-up TV. So again, your listeners will be aware that the ABC is running an iView audio description service, so that's a form of catch-up TV where you can watch it after it's been broadcast. And it's also around other services like the Netflixes and, you know, equivalent sort of movie and television shows. So what they're saying is on catch-up TV services, they want at least 50% of what's shown on TV with audio description to then move across to the catch-up TV service as a starting point. And with the other sorts of services, like the Netflix-style ones, they want to make sure that those services are actually enabled and start delivering audio description on that service as part of it.
So, Alex, why are there blind and deaf groups involved in the campaign?
Well, yes, this is slightly unusual in some ways, but you know, what they've recognised is that services like audio description and captioning, which is obviously used by deaf people, are basically the same thing. They're all about accessing either catch-up TV or films or whatever it is. And so there's more power if they actually work together. So in the UK instance, the main groups involved are the Royal National Institute of Blind People, Action on Hearing Loss, which is the old Royal National Institute for Deaf People, and an organisation called Sense, who look after the needs of deafblind people. And they've worked out that collaborating together gives them a lot more power, could share the lobbying task. And of course, it's a much, much bigger audience then.
True. Do you think they will succeed? And are there any flow-ons to Australia?
Well, I think a major difference between, say, here in the UK is that the environment for access in the UK is much more established. Something that, you know, is really important in all of that is that the UK government has basically said to the video on demand industry that they need to sort out access with the consumer organisations and get some proper quotas in place. And if they can't do that by next year, then the UK government has said they will step in and actually regulate it. So there's a lot of interest there from the supply side, from the providers who don't necessarily like regulation, to actually come to the party and sort things out. How that flows onto Australia? Well, you know, we've already had the benefits of pressure being put on Netflix and other services. So anything that pushes more services in other parts of the world will flow on here. And I think something else that your listeners would be really interested in as a sort of a starting point really for Australia is Vision Australia, and MAA is involved in this with me, is actually going to run a webinar called Dreaming of Streaming, which is all about video on demand and accessibility. And that's happening towards the end of July. So I'm sure there'll be some information coming out about that. So yeah, it's a very hot topic. Australia is certainly involved in it, and we certainly will benefit from other things that are happening in the world.
Well, we'll be hearing more about that later, I hope. Well, for information on web accessibility and completing the PCWA yourself, you can call Media Access Australia on 02 9212 6242 or email info@mediaaccess.org.au. You can also visit the website mediaaccess.org.au. Thank you, Alex, for all of that today.
Thank you, Roberta.
I've been speaking with Media Access Australia CEO Alex Varley, who discussed the UK campaign and the groups involved, and of course, what's happening here in Australia. And Media Access Australia is a supporter of this program.
Media Access Australia, inclusion through technology.